Welcome to Uncle Bob's Magic Cabinet, a mother-daughter podcast about all things magic and mythology and pop culture. Hey everyone, I'm Liam the daughter.
I'm Lauren the mom.
Welcome to Witch Whispers.
Witch Whispers.
Sometimes I sound like a flight attendant when I say, and we're on.
And we're on.
Just imagine me doing the motions.
To the back, to the left, please sit down, fasten your seatbelts.
View from the top, who? Does anyone remember that movie?
That was Reese Witherspoon.
You know what? Close. Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh,
but well. You know what? I see where you were going. Nice try.
That's 5 out of 10. A warm-up dozen of another. All right, so I'm up today.
You're up. What do you have?
And we're starting our new year, and I'm bringing in tarot.
Tarot. Ooh, yeah. Okay.
Say tarot or tarot? Tomato or tomato?
I say tarot, which I know probably irritates the ever-loving shit out of a lot of people, but I go tarot. There's a T at the end there.
Tarot.
Tarot.
I'm eating my carrots I'm reading tarots.
I'm from Pittsburgh, PA. I say tarot. Ian's got that tarot. But I know that's like not correct. So I try to say tarot. I think you're right.
And I say tarot.
You know what? We're probably wrong.
Hey, you know, six of one. Half
regardless
of
what we say, we will be wrong.
This is what we're talking about.
You know what? Yeah. Off to a great start.
Well, and I thought that I would start with just a little bit like, what is tarot?
Ooh, okay.
What is it? So it's defined as a pack of cards with pictures on them.
Oh, okay.
That are used to predict what will happen to people in the future.
Oh, okay. Is this like Wikipedia's definition?
Collins Dictionary.
Okay, thank you.
I wrote it down.
Nice.
Tarot is also used to refer to a system of predicting people's futures using said cards.
Okay, we're talking divination here, baby.
Yes, divination. Yes. The Mac Daddy.
Yes.
Probably one, if not the most popular of the divination tools.
I would say yes.
Yeah. And with a wide array of decks that are available today, there is literally something for everybody.
Oh, I could sit there and look at decks for hours.
My gosh, I love
so
to collect
many.
Decks.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And then there's like, I don't know. I think I saw there's a Twin Peaks deck. There's a,
oh yeah.
You know,
there's a Labyrinth deck, a lot of pop culture themed decks.
A lot of pop culture themed decks. Yeah. So something for everyone, like I said. So although there are many differing ideas of where tarot originated.
Okay.
Okay. So for example, that it came from Egypt and the word tarot was a corruption of the word Toth, the Egyptian god of magic.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Okay.
Others agree that they were created in the initiation temples of the Knights Templar in 1188.
No shit. Okay.
Yes. But what most scholars seem to agree is the likely origination comes out of China and Korea in the 11th century as playing cards, much like the ones we use today.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yes. And then merchants returning from the East to the trading port of Venice, Italy, with those cards in tow, would then serve for the inspiration or the tarot, which Italy is credited with around the late 14th century, early 15th.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So just be, you know, understand that there's some differing opinions there.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Yeah. So don't come at me.
Yeah.
Tarot originally known as Trionfi,
nice
and
try.
Later Tarocchi or Tarox. Was used as a game throughout much of Europe.
Okay.
Artists painted heavily illustrated cards known as trump or triumph cards, and these were usually reserved for the wealthy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the cards would not become available to average folks until the invention of the printing press, when they could then be mass produced.
Because they were hand painted.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Interesting, right?
Yeah.
So somewhere between the late 18th century, occultists would take it from parlor game to divination tool.
I sense, let's make this magical.
When they claimed unsubstantiated history of the cards and that each card began to then be assigned different meanings.
Mm.
So they say there's a deep, you know, long history, but No proof.
Oh, okay. No wow. Proof. I sense some tea.
So this would end up creating two different types of tarot decks in circulation, one for divination and one simply for games.
For just playing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't think I knew that.
Yeah, I didn't either. Mm. And it's like, of course, I'm like, oh, this will be easy. And there is just so much and so many differing opinions.
It's never
and,
easy,
know, people are like battling.
Yeah.
All right. So the deck consists of 78 cards and is divided into two parts or arcana.
Ooh, okay. Yes.
And that translates to mysteries or secrets.
Oh, I didn't know that. Mm. Ooh, I like that even more now. Yeah.
So the minor arcana consists of 56 cards divided into four suits.
Okay, hold on. You brought in math.
Yeah.
You could see me trying to do. Okay, yeah.
All right, minor arcana, four 56 cards.
Suits.
Four suits.
Yes, yes.
Which then also represent the four elements.
You know, I love when we bring in elementals.
Yes.
Yes.
And each suit contains 10 pip cards. I love that. One ace through number 10.
Okay. Got it.
And then four court cards, a king, a queen, a knight, and a page.
Always. Yes.
All right. The four suits consist of wands or batons.
Wands or batons?
Wands or batons.
Oh, wands or batons.
Or in playing cards, they would be the clubs.
Oh, okay.
Yes, all right. So this represents the element of fire. Mm-hmm. And when we see this come up, it is, you know, indicative of creative forces.
Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. We should have said, you know, you've been reading for years.
Yes, I have.
You should have established that.
I should have.
Not that you're a pro or anything.
No, I'm not a pro. I still consider myself an amateur.
I would not say that you're an amateur. I think you're being like modest. I think she's fucking
and
good.
I was actually taught by a reader from New Orleans.
Okay.
Yeah. And she gifted me my deck.
Love that.
So, all right. So wands or batons. Yeah.
Wands or batons.
Wands or batons. I just see like a majorette tromping up and down.
I know when you say baton,
wands or batons.
It takes a little bit of the magic out of it. I'm going to go with wand.
All right. The next one is coins or pentacles.
Yes.
Right. In the playing cards, it would be diamonds. And it represents earth in the material world that we live in.
We are living in a material world. Inside.
Or your roots. I like to look at it as your root system. You know?
Earth.
Your
you roots, focus more earth. On the earth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And your roots. And what do roots mean? Where you came from. Your right. grounding.
Okay.
You know, your upbringing.
Yeah.
You know, where you were rooted in the earth.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't know about that. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Well, and then that, don't plays, know her. That plays an effect. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then the next one is cups or in the playing cards, hearts, which represent water, right? Or emotions.
That's the
and
most
feelings.
Obvious to
I
me.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah. And then the last one is swords or blades, and that represents air and the way we think and the way we communicate. Which makes sense when we're looking at, we've talked about the elements, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, if you've been here for a while, you are going to, you're going to be up to speed.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it all just meshes
together.
Hopefully this is going to like connect some dots for people.
You know what? I'm very excited. I was just talking to Fact Check Jake that I'm so excited for this series that you're, because I would consider, I am an amateur reader. That's what I am definitely.
You think?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I think it's your confidence makes you that.
Okay.
Because
well, way
I think
to roast
you're,
me.
I mean, I think you're a very good reader.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Thank you so much. I start to weep. But I think this will even help me. So even if you're starting for, you know, from the bottom or you're someone who has been reading for a few years, I think this is going to be very helpful.
Yeah.
And you know what? Side note, I always confuse swords and wands.
Oh, same. Same. I still do.
Do you? I always want to say that swords are fire.
Yes.
Not. That's just me.
Air, which really does make sense when you think about
swinging a sword through the air.
Yeah.
It does.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right. So then after the minor arcana, we move to the major arcana, which is what we're going to be talking about in this series starting out.
We're going
to
start. Yeah.
So it consists of 22 trumph.
Well.
Trumph. Trump, I'm trying to mix the words. Trump or triumph cards.
Okay.
Marked from 0 to 21.
Okay, yes.
Okay, and these cards are tied to alchemy and its devotees of hermeticism.
Ooh, you're speaking Fact Check Jake's language. Ooh.
So these initiates underwent levels of training to lead them to spiritual enlightenment, which then can be translated into the major arcana.
Okay, yes.
Okay, so these cards signify lessons to be learned mm-hmm. and common experiences we share as we go through this journey we call life.
Yes, that journey. That old
that
journey.
That journey.
You know what? It's beating me down, but
it's
we're
bobsled time.
Leon, help.
All right, so the card 0 through 10.
Okay, yes.
Okay, mark the first half of our lives. Okay, ooh. They illustrate making our mark on the world or making our way in the world. They making are more way. Extroverted.
Oh, okay.
And they're associated with achieving, doing, creating, seeking.
Get in there. Bust those balls.
Garnering some power.
Okay. Power, yes.
Yeah. What we want to be when we grow up.
Okay.
The bottom half, 11 to 21, mm-hmm. are about looking inward. What does it all mean?
Oh, fuck.
Okay. They tend to be more introverted. We are looking at spiritual values, goals, gaining insight, the big picture.
The shadow self.
The
we're
shadow
getting
self.
In there to
we're
the nooks and crannies.
There. Like what is really important to us.
Okay.
You know what I
yes,
mean?
Yes, I do.
Yes. So the Wheel of Fortune, which is card 10, mm-hmm. sits in the middle as a crossover point, marking our ascent to our descent.
Lore. Okay.
Interesting,
ooh, I've
right?
never
looked at it that way.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
So you have some of our key players that we've mentioned right before. We've talked about Rider-Waite-Smith, which is episode 66, so you can go listen to that.
Love that episode.
We've talked about Aleister Crowley and his Toth deck, which mm-hmm. is episode 15. The Golden Dawn plays a big role.
Yes,
episode
it does.
52.
Okay.
And the Major Arcana, we talked about card 0, which was the Fool. Which Whisper 53.
Okay, yeah.
So then we're moving on to number one, right?
Ooh.
So if you're a reader of Tarot and have been doing it for a long time, as I have, you will know that it's totally personalized, right? It's
you're
a totally
right.
personalized process. Everyone does it a different way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was trying to explain this because Jake has kind of been interested in it. And
yeah.
like you see certain cards differently than
right.
I will see certain cards.
Right.
Even though there's like a baseline. It
correct.
If I see a certain card, it's like a signifier for me that it might not be for you. Does
correct.
That make sense?
Yeah.
Get out your notebooks.
Get
did we say this was gonna be intense?
Where's my lab coat?
Where's my lab coat?
With moons and stars on it.
Ooh, okay, Miss Frizzle. I love that.
Yeah, so everyone has an input on how the card should be read or interpreted, right?
Right.
And which spread to use, which deck speaks to them for their readings.
Which is why you should always go to different readers.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Some people choose to wrap their decks in a black cloth or keep them in a special box or bag.
I keep mine in a box, yeah.
Yeah. Some burn incense, light a candle, cleanse their cards.
Set the mood.
Or say a prayer. Or even put on the sweet, sweet jams of Enya, I mean, before reading. You know
okay.
what I'm saying?
All right.
Yeah.
I turn on George Michael before I begin
there
my reading.
Go. I mean, it's totally personalized to every single person
well, yeah.
and how you get into...
Into the zone.
Into the zone,
mm-hmm.
yeah. So some believe a deck should never be bought. But gifted to you.
I
yeah,
believe that
I do
for
too,
some
because
reason.
That's my first introduction, right?
I was going to say, you yeah. taught me that.
Yeah. And some people just pull their deck out of their crusty pocket held together
oh.
with a gum band.
Okay. Way to roast.
There's no incorrect way. It is whatever works for you.
Yes.
So I definitely wanted to hit on that
mm-hmm.
because there is a lot of, you know, no, it's this, no, it's that, no, it's this.
Yeah.
It's totally... you know, personalized to the person
I was gonna
that's
say,
doing the reading.
Especially today, you're going to see a lot of people telling you the right or wrong, quote unquote, way to
right.
do things.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like part of magic is that it is up to the person
yes.
on how they interpret or practice or,
absolutely.
You know.
And I think, you know, some of the, you know, if you're listening to some of what people say and they're like, oh, that's wrong. That's, you know, then you might be, well, that doesn't really resonate with me. So I'm not going
I'm
to
stay
read.
Away from
I'm
it.
Stay away from that because it doesn't speak to me.
What a shame.
You know, exactly.
Yeah.
Right. As with the interpretations, they also vary, right?
Yes.
A card upright is positive, upside down is negative, but that's like a new addition.
Oh, really?
To reading. And many choose not to use that approach.
No shit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I didn't
that's
know
like
that.
A new agey thing.
Ooh.
Yeah. So for our intents and purposes and what we're learning here, I am giving you the standard meanings of the cards.
Okay.
Right. According to the Rider-Waite-Smith deck.
That's the classic deck.
Which is
you
the
all
most
know.
Universal and popular of the decks.
Sure.
Right. It's what I learned on. It's what you learned on.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually the deck that I use, the deck that was gifted to me.
Same.
And that's the deck that speaks to me.
Same.
So let's take a look at card number one.
Okay.
The Magician.
Oh, I love this card. All right.
Yes. Associated with the planet Mercury and the astrological signs of Gemini and Virgo.
Ooh, okay.
Interesting, right?
Yeah.
Yes. So the Magician's key words are power, influence, skill, intellect, psychic powers, willpower, ability, and logic.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
So upon first glance of the card, we see the Magician shown with one hand reaching up to the sky. Mm-hmm. That's one of the very important things I want to say for myself was studying the cards, not just looking at them, but all there's so much hidden
every
in
detail,
the picture.
Every color,
right?
Everything means something,
means something
to us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And to the people that were like doing the cards that had meaning.
They were
right?
trying to, yeah, they were right. trying to help you out.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So one hand is reaching up to the sky and the other is down to the earth. Mm-hmm. So as above, so below.
Yes.
A reference to the physical and spiritual realms to which the Magician is a conduit.
Yes.
Okay. The infinity symbol above the head, right? No ending, no beginning.
Right.
On the table lies a coin, a sword, a cup, and a wand.
All suits.
Which represents mastery of not only the four suits, but of the four elements.
Yes. Mm-hmm. This like gets me excited.
Right? I love this card.
Yeah,
and
same.
We know that Fact Check Jake has this tattoo.
Yeah. Yes. I always tell him that he's the Magician.
He is the Magician. Yeah. His white robe, a symbol of purity, and his red mantelpiece, a testament to the Magician's passion and willpower.
Yes.
But be careful because the negative implications bring forth revenge, rage, and an ego that can be out of control.
Oh, shit. Okay.
The garden before him filled with Lily of the Valley and Rose of Sharon. And so you could dig into those plants.
We talked about Lily.
See. Where is the Lily of the Valley?
Oh. Yes. Okay, we always try.
We're off too. We did give it the college go.
You have to give us points for trying.
This shows the Magician's willingness to cultivate and grow their potential.
Ooh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. When the card appears upright, it illustrates experience, discipline, skill, wisdom, and self-confidence.
Okay.
The ability to master and control, a seer and a prophet. Mm-hmm. The Magician's creativity knows no bounds.
Yes.
And they will regale you with their original thoughts and concepts.
Fuck yeah. So Gemini.
Yes.
No offense, Virgo.
Yes. Hey.
Hey.
It is your time to shine. The universe is aligning to bring positive transformation your way.
Okay. Yes.
Right. The card implies movement.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And transformation and the ability to manifest that which you seek.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
The time is right. The odds are in your favor. You have everything you need at your fingertips to bring about the desired outcome.
Yeah. When I see this card, that's exactly what I see is like, you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
You have it all at your fingertips.
And even if there are some bumps in the road, even if there are some struggles, you still have what you need to reach that outcome.
Yes.
Tap into your gifts and talents. All right. Depending on where it is in your spread, it can also signify a person that may appear in your life that you have much to learn from. So be open to their wisdom. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now reversed, and we're going, because I said we're going with the Rider-Waite. Reversed, the card's negative aspects are that of a manipulator.
Can I say something about the upright versus like downward?
Yeah.
While we say negative when something is, flipped upside down, that doesn't always mean
bad news.
Bad news.
Right.
Yeah. Because I feel like people get stuck on the word negative. I don't know. I just wanted to interject that a little
absolutely.
Bit.
Absolutely. And sometimes it can be a positive thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sometimes an upside down card can mean a good thing.
Yeah.
So don't get caught up in the verbiage there. That's all. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but reverse that could mean like you're using your powers for personal gain and controlling the elements and people for selfish pursuits, a cunning trickster, you might say.
Mm.
So it's kind of like you're just out of sync. Is how I like to look at it.
Oh, okay.
It's not like you're a negative person or you're an evil person, but your priorities are askew.
You know,
does that make
your mind
sense?
Needs to wake the hell up.
Get it together.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's not too late to turn it around.
Okay.
All right. Your All talents right. and potential become unfocused or unmanifested.
Okay.
All right. And you suppress them. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's time to refocus, shift the perspective, and get back on track. And so sometimes that's just exactly what this card means. It's not anything like, oh my gosh, this is such a travesty. It's like, okay. Right.
You're all right.
Just
refocus.
Refocus. Yeah. Be careful not to miss or pass up opportunities.
Okay.
Okay. Just say no to self-doubt and lack of self-confidence. All right.
That's
Which
hard.
I think plagues everybody, right?
I was going to say, that's really hard.
Absolutely. So as before, it can also be a warning, depending on where it is in your spread, mm-hmm. that there's a person in your life that may be trying to manipulate or take advantage of you. So be on the lookout of that.
Hey, I don't like that.
No. In pop culture, we can look at the magicians we know and love who make great, great representations of this card.
Okay. Ooh, okay. Fun.
Gandalf.
Oh, I love that. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's such a good example.
Dumbledore.
Yes.
And Merlin.
Merlin. Mm. Merlin's probably like the pinnacle
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how about Morpheus from The Matrix?
Oh my God, I love Morpheus and his tiny glasses. Come on, Morpheus.
Yeah, there you go. And in the Twin Peaks tarot deck, Agent Del Cooper is the magician.
Mm. Okay. All right. Hey, we're going to be talking Twin Peaks soon.
Yeah.
Just a little spoiler alert. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about Chris Angel from Mind Freak?
Okay. Hold on. I'm getting hot. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, yeah. Oh, can you imagine a deck with him as the magician?
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. I would fucking love that so much.
Right. Well, how about reverse representation?
Mm. Okay.
Like Dr. Terminus from Peach Dragon.
Ooh, that's a good one.
How about Professor Marvel from The Wizard of Oz?
Ooh, yeah. Okay.
Like his intentions are honorable.
Correct.
But he's like selfish.
But
self-serving.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
And and in the end, he learns.
Right. Come on, get it together.
Yeah. How about Loki and any of his carnations?
Yeah,
and I always
trickster.
Go for the supernatural. You know, I love Loki and supernatural.
I do too. Yeah, such a trickster.
Yeah. And of course, our favorite mascot, Harry Houdini.
There he is. We've been Houdini'd.
Entering the chat. I got Houdini'd. Yeah.
We have to make a deck. All right. Side
Ooh,
note.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yes, it really would.
Oh my gosh.
Houdini would totally be the magician.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's my intro into this series and the card number one,
okay.
which is the magician. And so moving forward through this year, we're going to be going through all of the major arcana. And hopefully, you know, everybody's going to find themselves a deck that resonates with them and they can follow along. And
I am so excited.
Isn't this exciting?
I feel like people have been waiting for this.
You know, I feel like life has been so busy in the last year or two. And I'm not talking busy. I'm talking about like flipped upside its head busy. And so
catastrophic.
I feel
like, no, I'm just
catastrophic busy, but I just feel like, you know, that's something that I love to do that I have not,
I haven't seen you touch your deck.
I haven't
in
touched
quite a
my
while.
Deck in a while.
Yeah. That's what I mean. That's what I meant when I said, like, I think this will be good for everyone. Like even people who have been reading for a while, like, I feel like it's going to make me fall back in love with it and want to reach for my deck.
Yeah. Because it's really interesting because I think we've talked about many times that I've been a massage therapist and, you know, I taught for a while. One of the things that I would always teach my students is that when you walk in the door, you have to leave everything behind.
Okay.
Right? You have to leave, you know, your shitty day, your screaming kids, your, I don't know, you can't pay
trauma.
The bills.
Yeah.
Oh, your trauma. You have to leave that at the door because energy is transferable.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so you could be the best massage therapist in the world, but if you put somebody on the table and you're bringing all your garbage in,
you're going to pass it off to them.
And they're going to get up off that table and they're going to feel like they just
the worst massage I've ever had.
The worst massage in the world. I've been hit by a ton of bricks. I'm exhausted. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And the same goes with reading cards.
Yeah. You really have to come to the reading or to the table completely neutral so that you can give the person.
Yeah.
The best reading possible.
Absolutely.
You're not bringing your own shit in there.
Yeah. Now that's not to say that you'll have somebody sit down and their reading will somehow reverberate with you.
Don't you hate, like, I love and hate that.
God dang it.
Yeah. Like, you know what? I just wanted to read for someone else. I didn't need a lesson.
I did not. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I didn't need life lessons.
But it has been hard, I think, just given the state of the world.
Yeah.
It's
very heavy.
To come to the table.
Yeah.
You know, without all of your fucking baggage. We all have it.
Yeah. Yeah. Anybody that says they don't.
You're lying.
You know what? I talked to somebody the other day and they told me that at this day and age, if you tell me you're not in
pain. I'm sorry, what?
If you're not in therapy.
Oh, yeah.
Because everybody should be given the state of the world.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, absolutely.
And I was like, I hadn't thought
basically
of that
what I said, just in a different way.
Exactly. Exactly. Uh-huh. Yeah. So I'm really excited to move forward with this series. And I hope everybody else is too.
I think this is a really good thing for, even if you don't intend to read for other people at first, if you just want to learn.
Yeah.
I think this is a really.
Yeah. So you could go have a reading and not be intimidated or, you know, afraid of it. I mean, and given again, everything that we've been talking about in the last year, the Sabbats, the astrology, the, you know, just everything we talk about here, how it should not then be intimidating.
Correct.
To move forward and think, you know.
It's all connected.
Yeah.
Which I find comfort in.
And it's all energy.
TM.
Yeah. You know, a book, when I first got started on my journey, one of the things that I read, because I read a lot of books, was that, you know, your unconscious mind and your conscious mind are not friends.
Oh, interesting.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So your unconscious mind knows everything, but your conscious mind likes to control.
I was going to say, it likes to block some shit out of there.
It likes to block some shit out, push things down. It likes to control. So when I give people my deck and I say, please shuffle, clear your mind, shuffle, right?
Trying to access that.
I am trying to occupy that conscious mind.
Yep.
You know, shiny object. And it lets the unconscious mind come
through.
Trying
to get to the root.
Trying to get to the root. You are the one pouring through the cards. Yeah. I am just interpreting.
I think people think it's a lot scarier than it actually is.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Your unconscious mind is shuffling that deck and telling me what you need to know.
Right.
I am just the vessel that interprets
it. Just the interpreter.
Yeah.
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 And goddamn, you're a good one. Mm. I am so excited about this. I'm so proud of you too.
Well, thank you.
Because you're just going to shine. Shine, thanks. Baby, shine.
Shine.
Cheers.
Clink. All right.
Hey, we hope you enjoyed that.
We hope you enjoyed that. I'm looking forward to much more.
I was going
to
say, I'm already looking forward to the next one. Ooh, I definitely feel like you need a notebook for this one. Get out your notebook and, you know what, keep track of what Laura's saying, because she is a good teacher
and
here.
You know what? If a card resonates with you or what I'm saying resonates with you,
dive in.
Go dig into that card.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, like Jake has always been connected to the magician.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when I think of Jake or when I look at Jake, the alchemist comes to me.
Right.
And it's really interesting because when we were first getting to know each other.
You gave him that book.
Yeah. And he said, oh, I've read it a million times. Like,
I know,
you
guys are cute. And then the little Gemini Virgo connection.
I know.
Like
right?
Jake and Laura are actually really cute. They don't want to admit it to each other. They've both been traumatized too much, you know, but you guys are really connected in a way that's very special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really is. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go cry now.
Okay.
All right. Hey, everyone. We'll catch you Thursday for our full-length episode.
Yeah, TTFN.
Cut, print, check the gate. Moving on.